What about the issue of identifying these patients with mutations, non-smoking patients, and studying them in earlier stage three in the adjuvant setting? Where are we in terms of that research strategy?
That, I think, is going to require a couple things. One is that one of the cooperative groups, either in the United States or Europe, will look at the question of Tarceva as sort of maintenance therapy after resection of lung cancer, possibly using either the Colorado Index or mutations as a way of doing that. I think if you did the study in North America, the Colorado Index is probably an easier way to look at that. So what you would do is construct a trial where Colorado Index positive patients are treated with adjuvant Tarceva after chemotherapy, for example. I think that to look at mutation, you probably need to do that trial in Asia. We just don't see enough, even though 10, 11% are mutation positive, to actually get all the patients in the country who are mutation positive onto a trial like that in the U.S. might be just too much. But I think that Tarceva clearly may well have an adjuvant role. I think there's every reason to believe in mutation-positive patients. This might be a very exciting group to look at in terms of treating them with adjuvant Tarceva.
What about including non-smoking patients in that same type of trial?
Well, you could do it by non-smoking, or you could do it by mutation or Colorado Index. And I think the question is, will non-smoking in and of itself be a better predictor than the Colorado Index or mutations? And my suspicion is that mutations in the Colorado Index will be a little better than non-smoking. But again, I don't know that, and I keep an open mind.